WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump has completed his cabinet selections. He announced Brooke Rollins as his nominee for Secretary of Agriculture. There's still attention on his second nominee for Attorney General. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says Pam Bondi continues to illustrate how Trump wants to approach the Justice Department.
Pam Bondi is a loyalist. I mean, she is a former state attorney general, 8 years as Florida's AG, but she is somebody who speaks at Trump rallies, was there with Trump when he was challenging the election results in 2020, and is somebody who will truly be a loyalist in that job.
It's expected to be a record-setting holiday travel period, but weather complicating trips for many. Already more than 500 flights have been delayed today in the U.S., and game show host Chuck Woolery's died. He was the first host of Wheel of Fortune. He spent 11 years hosting Love Connection. He was 83. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. November is Military Family Appreciation Month, and moving from military service into the workforce can be a tough transition, both for the service member and their family. Simone Perez reports.
About 200,000 service members a year transition from active duty to civilian life, and many experience rescinded offers, underemployment, or inadequate preparation for their transition. Jonathan Pride from NPower, an organization that provides skill training to veterans and their families, says uncertainty is one of their biggest challenges in the transition.
A lot of the time, it's the only job they've ever had, and so they don't know how their skills will translate on the other side with corporations and partners and employers. Trying to translate their skills and their experiences into a resume, I think, is one of the hardest things.
The National Veterans Training Institute found that veteran unemployment dropped by more than 3% in 2023. But Pride says veterans also run into what he calls the paper ceiling, a barrier that keeps workers without college degrees from getting higher wage jobs. Given the frequency of moves, service members often don't finish their schooling in one place. Price says many times they leave the military with some college or maybe a couple classes away from a degree.
When an employer has a paper ceiling in place where the minimum expectation is a college degree, sometimes that disqualifies many qualified veterans and veteran spouses who could do very well in these roles, but because they don't have a college degree, they're barred from entry into that employer.
Pride says NPower looks past the degree requirements to work directly with employers to place veterans in apprenticeships. That way they can learn on the job, pursue an education, and earn a paycheck. I'm Simone Perez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 125-119 victory over the Hornets. Milwaukee had a 20-point lead, allowing Charlotte to get close. Damian Lillard had 31 points.
Like, we just got to be better about keeping our foot on people's necks. You know, you get a team down 20, and you in that stretch into the third quarter, going into the fourth. Obviously, in the NBA, with the way teams shoot threes and the pace of the game, you know, a 20-point lead isn't what it used to be.
College football, Wisconsin lost at Nebraska, 44-25. Badgers head coach Luke Fickle about Wisconsin's 10-game winning streak over the Cornhuskers coming to an end.
Yeah, I mean, it's a part of the game, unfortunately, that we've had to go through far too many times this year. And, you know, we did not play, you know, together. We did not play complimentary football today at all.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers, a recap tonight. Women's college volleyball, the Nebraska team beating the Badgers in Lincoln in three straight sets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around the area today with highs reaching the upper 40s. A light southeast wind, 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy skies tonight as lows drop to the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. A little rain on Monday, highs in the mid 40s.
It's 33 at our studios.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the weekend's news and we'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley in hour number 2. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Health and Human Services.
Give thanks for the wonderful sunshine that helps you to smile when you're blue. Give thanks for the birds in the springtime singing their songs to cheer you along. The raindrops ring happy hours. God's teardrops to bless the flower. Give thanks every day when you kneel and pray, and give thanks for your blessings each day.
Give thanks for the wonderful sunshine that helps you to smile when you're blue.
Give thanks for the birds in the springtime singing their song to cheer you along.
The raindrops bring happy hours. God's teardrops to bless the flowers.
Give thanks every day when you kneel.
Good night from Mo.
Good night from Larry.
Good night from Joe.
Good night from the Three Stooges.
Sleep tight, kids.
Good night.
The music of the stars. WRJN, I'm Lou Bergani, Civic Media Radio Network. The Thanksgiving Story.
Needless to say, the luncheon there under the trees was a great success, and a good time was had by Puritans and Indian alike. Everything came off beautifully, with the exception of one minor catastrophe.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey, Charlie?
Well, I cooked the turkey, that's all.
You put our national bird in the oven, is that correct?
Yeah, well, I...
And all of us had our mouths set for roast eagle with all the trimming.
Yeah, well, I...
You did a thing like that?
Well, the two birds were lying there side by side.
The turkey was for the centerpiece, Charlie. I mean...
Well, they look so much alike
well,
that I...
Well, we blew it now. They're all sitting down at the table out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Started on their little nut cups. Already. We just have to switch the birds, that's all.
Yeah, well...
Serve them turkey instead of eagle. But it's kind of scrawny looking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd stuff some old bread in it and make it look a little fatter.
You do that, okay?
Okay.
We got a problem with the, okay, problem with the, what's the matter here? Come on. Oh, I see. The computer decided that the computer's union gets 10 minutes every week for a quick breather and a recharge. Oh, what a bummer. Okay, wait, let's see. Don't worry. It's a miracle on 34th Street. Miracles are what we need right now. So here.
And now, youngsters, this is swinging the alphabet. It's singing the consonants against the vowels A, E, I, O, U. Consonant we start with is B.
B, A, Bay, B, E, B. B, I, Bicky, Bye, B, O, Bo, Bicky, Bye, Bo, B, U, Boo, Bicky, Bye, Bo, Boo. C A say, C E C, C I sicky sigh, C O so sicky sigh so, C U so sicky sigh so so. D A day, D E D, D I dicky die, D O do dicky die do, D U do dicky die do do. F A fay, F E fee, F I ficky fi, F O fo ficky fi fo, F U foo ficky fi fo foo. H A hey, H E he, H I hickey hi, H O ho hickey hi ho, H U who hickey hi ho ho. K A K, K E key, K I kicky kai, K O ko kicky kai ko, K U ku kicky kai ko ku. N A nay, N E nee, N I nicky nye, N O no nicky nye no, N U nu nicky nye no nu. R-A-Ray, R-E-Ree, R-I-Ricky-Ry, R-O-Ro, Ricky-Ry-Ro, R-U-Ru, Ricky-Ry-Ro-Ru.
Didn't know those guys could sing. Well, they can't. You see, not too well. But who cares? It's Perry Como and the Fontaine Sisters right here.
When Johnny Jones was serenading Mary, he sure could quote a lot of poetry, but he'd much rather tell her what he learned in his speller when they both attended PS 33.
A.
You're adorable.
B.
You're so beautiful.
See.
You're a cutie full of charms.
D.
You're a darling. And
E.
You're exciting.
F.
You're a feather in my
arms. G.
You look good to me.
H.
You're so heavenly. You're the one I idolize.
J.
We're like Jack and Jill.
K.
You're so kissable.
L.
Is the love light in your eyes. M. N. O. P.
You
made my life complete.
The
manger awfully sweet. WXYZ. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you. To tell
us what?
I mean, to tell you what you mean to me.
We love you alphabetically.
Fontaine Sisters with Perry Como, Music of the Stars.
Ickety-vickety-stickety, school is just a bore. But if the joint is jumping, then it really might be something that we actually would adore. So swing our sweet alphabet, we won't play hooky no more. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, A, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Harry James.
Yes, teacher.
Danny Kaye.
Yes, teacher.
You better learn the alphabet, learn it right, or I'll keep you in the classroom all night.
ABC.
Got the teacher rocking.
ABC.
Got the teacher jumping.
ABC.
Got the teacher jiving.
ABC.
Teacher is a square.
Well, the teacher hits my knuckles down. Everybody knows. Shoot the inky to me, stinky.
Ha!
See here, Mr. Smith, or whatever your name may be. You seem like a pretty nice guy, so I'd like you to listen to me. I don't want to butt into your business, but I've heard you complain a lot about all the bad luck you have and the good luck that others have got. I say you're a little mistaken. You've got plenty of luck, my friend. I think you should open your eyes. Discover your country again.
Hey, you're a lucky fella, Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith.
To be able to live as you do. And to have that swell Miss Liberty gal carrying the torch for you.
You're a lucky fella, Mr. Smith.
Look around you if you want to cry. You should thank your lucky stars, and I mean thank all 50 in your flag.
And you've really got a family tree
with Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Lee.
You're lucky to have ancestors like that.
Don't you know you were born with a feather in your hat? I don't care if you haven't a cent. You can still have things your own way on each election day. If some poor suckers could choose, they'd like to be in your shoes. That proves that your good fortune's no myth. You're a lucky fella, Mr. Smith. You are a lucky fella, Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith.
To be able to swing like you do. And to have that swell Miss Liberty gal carrying the torch for you.
You're a lucky fella, Mr. Smith.
Look around you if you'd like to brag. You should thank your lucky stars, and I mean there are 50 in your flag.
Boy, you're rolling in a lot of wealth.
Your speech is free, yes sirree, you've got your health.
Sure, we've got our health, and tell me
constitution that we've got.
You're a very, very wealthy jet.
I don't care if you haven't a cent. You can still have things your own way on each election day. You're blushing red, white, and blue, but buddy, that's all right too,
because those colors look good on you.
You're a fortunate fellow.
Yes, a fortunate fellow.
And a privileged person.
Such a privileged person.
You're a lucky fellow, Mr. Smith.
The Music of the Stars, the Pennsylvanians, with Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, coming up.
I'm here to talk about Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. You do know the reason. And the start and the story of Thanksgiving, don't you?
Don't talk down to me, Dick. My brother and I are very thankful for many, many things. And, of course, I know the story of Thanksgiving. I think we all know the story of Thanksgiving.
Well, share the story of Thanksgiving.
Well, once upon a time, long, long ago, The pilgrims came to America.
And?
That's about it. Here we are having Thanksgiving.
I can't believe my brother thinks that's the entire story of Thanksgiving. That is ridiculous.
That's the story.
They came to America, that's it?
That's it.
Why did they come to America?
That's another question, Dick. I didn't know you were going to ask that.
I asked for the story of Thanksgiving, not just how they got started. Complete the story. Okay. Why did they come? Why did they take a perilous voyage across the sea?
Okay, that's another question. I'll give you another answer. What is the question?
Why did they come to America, the pilgrims?
They were hungry.
No.
They were thirsty.
No, they were not thirsty.
They were lost.
No, they weren't lost. They were persecuted. Now, that's a very important part of the story.
Yeah, they had...
They were persecuted pilgrims,
right.
And they landed at Plymouth Rock.
They had a brother that persecuted them, they left. And they came to America. And they came to America. When they got to America, they met some Indians. And they said to the Indians...
They said what?
They said to the Indians, they said, when are we going to eat?
When are we going to eat?
And the Indians said, would the fourth Thursday on November be okay? And the pilgrims said, they said, yep. And then the Indians said to the pilgrims, they said, hey, did you bring your brother?
Did you bring your
brother? They said that, and the pilgrims said, nope, we left the brother back there. And said, oh, good. Thank you.
November 1621. By now, the white man has arrived in great numbers, not only at Miami, but at Jamestown, at Plymouth, and at Salem, Massachusetts. The Puritans have established a thriving colony, enjoying all the social and cultural refinements of a modern society.
Hiya, Harp. Who are you taking to the witch burning Saturday night?
Prudence Adams. Who are you taking to the Rotary Club luncheon?
I haven't got a date yet, but I hear it's going to be quite a spread.
Well, Mayor Pennypacker, how's it look for re-election?
Great, great, great. Never looked better.
Yeah, what about the Indian vote?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're not too popular with the Indians. They could lose you the election.
That's possible?
Well, they outnumber us.
Well, that's the trouble. You give them an inch and they take over.
But, Mayor, they were here before we were. We moved in on them.
So we did. Well, there's just something about them. They wear funny shoes. They don't even have buckles on them.
Be that as it may, election is Friday. You better make some gesture this week.
Like what?
Well, how about if you make a concession and pick an Indian as a running mate? You'd be sure to carry the Indian block.
What? Anything happened to me, you'd have a mayor that wasn't a Puritan. They'd probably take orders directly from Chief Powhatan.
Yeah.
Say, I got it. The big luncheon tomorrow. The one under the trees.
What about it?
We'll ask an Indian. That'll impress the rest of them.
We could even announce you're going to put one in your cabinet.
No need to go that far. Just have one to lunch.
It'll be great press.
Mayor Pennypacker comes out for equality. Justice. Votes. What a slogan. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Show him we're a regular bunch this week. Show him we're as liberal as can be. Let him know he's almost as good as we. Make a feathered friend feel fed this week. Overlook the fact he's red this week. Let him share our Quaker oats, cause he's useful when he votes. Take an Indian
Taco Lunch.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we tolerate? Indians, Indians, rah, rah, rah. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Let him sit right down and munch this week.
Let's give in and all do the brotherhood bit. Just make sure we don't make a habit of it. Take an Indian to dine this week. Show him we don't draw the line this week. We know everyone can't be as American as we. After all, we came over on the Mayflower. Take an Indian, not a wooden Indian, but a real life Indian to lunch.
Here's Judy Garland. The next size scene from Annie Get Your Gun. Judy was supposed to be Annie, but, well, things happen. Here's the complete segment. Never seen, never heard. Till now.
Repeat after me. Ni Tawa Chung.
Ni Tawa Chung.
Brave!
Na Troa Ki.
Na Troa Ki.
Hail!
Dohenya.
Bye!
Needless to say, the luncheon there under the trees was a great success, and a good time was had by Puritans and Indian alike. Everything came off beautifully, with the exception of one minor catastrophe.
What?
Like the Seminole, Navajo, Kickapoo, like those Indians, I'm an Indian too. A Sioux, ooh, ooh, a Sioux, ooh, ooh. Just like rising moon, falling pants, running nose, like those Indians, I'm an Indian too. A Sioux, ooh, ooh, a Sioux, ooh, ooh. Some Indian summer's day without a care, I may run away with Big Chief son of a bear, and I'll have totem poles, tomahawks, small papoose, which will go to prove I'm an Indian too. A Sioux, ooh, ooh, a Sioux, oh, I'm an Indian, I'm an Indian, I'm an
The movie is A 20th Century Christmas. New York City. New York City, Gotham. Wait a minute, that's Batman, huh? Well, Washington Irving is the guy who called New York Gotham. While the Middle East may have furnished the hope of the Star of Bethlehem and the miracle of the virgin birth, on Central Asia may have provided charity through the figure of St. Nicholas, but it was Macy's department store that gave us all those business hours extended and Christmas shopping malaise and window displays illuminated, and all those department store Santas. It was Macy's. Thank you, Macy's, I think. The music of the stars. Here. Miracle on 34th Street. Not about Christmas at all. It's about Thanksgiving. It's about a department store Santa passing himself off as the genuine article. Well, the war was over, and the story is a staunch holiday favorite. Oh, they've made some reincarnations. Are you like me? You like the original. A guy called Kris Kringle. Racine can identify with that. Now, it's not a mighty cinematic achievement, no. It's not like A Christmas Carol, or it's not like It's a Wonderful Life. It's about the parade, and it came out in July Oh, it's about a divorced mother. And the Legion of Decency found the picture, get this, morally flawed, because they focused on the divorce, you see. Ah, but come on, it's making its points about Christmas with grace and charm and humor and that great talented cast. It seems like when you're seeing the picture that they really enjoyed what they're doing. Natalie Wood maybe found it a little bit exhausting, even daunting, because she was doing two other pictures at the same time, The Ghost and Mrs. Muir. It's about the Macy's Parade. Now, the whole idea started out in 1944 with a guy named Valentine Davis. He was in the Coast Guard. He marveled at the Christmas shopping season, but not New York, in L.A. So he dreamed up this story, kind of a whimsical tale. And he showed the outline of this to this writer-director at 20th Century Fox, George Seton. They graduated from University of Michigan, both of them. And they went to the Fox executive, said, "Hey, we have a premise." Well, Daryl Zanuck says, "Perfect." But they never figured it would be a blockbuster. Well, he went to New York City, George Seton. He put to the cast, the Kris Kringle casting, to the 1946 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. They said, "You know what that costs? And we don't even have a script yet." But George Seton said, "No, let's do this." So Edmund Gwenn, Kris Kringle, he strolled those New York streets as Kris Kringle. This is July. And those crowds really loved it. One day after New Year's 47, they finished the script. Settled down to making the picture in Hollywood. Maureen O'Hara, the career woman, tells her daughter, "There is no Santa Claus." Remember? Maureen O'Hara said, "That's the happiest picture I ever did." You could kind of see that in the film. And right around that same time, George Seton wanted to publish that story as a novel, you see. And the picture was set to come out in fall 1947. And they released it in low-budget black and white in June. I mean, they were questioning, "Are you going to do this in June?" Well, if you notice that the picture has no indication it's about Christmas or Santa Claus. And the posters don't either. Check it out. See if I'm right. And they put the book out that summer. Well, they got Alfred Newman to do the music. He was the chief of music at 20th. And the composition, Cyril Mockridge. That orchestra, one of the finest in Hollywood. And yet today, a lot of people forgot Cyril Mockridge. You think about the other greats, Bernie Herrmann, Hugo Friedhofer, David Raxon, the Oscar winner, and Alfred Newman himself. Let's see, what else did Cyril Mockridge do? My Darling Clementine. But if he had any complaints about it, he kept them to himself, it seems. He was on the payroll longer than anybody. Tell you about his achievements in just a bit.
Director is once again Dr. William Foster, and he's here to lead them in a performance that will prove just how good they are.
Thank you.
Here's Tommy Edwards.
Kris Kris Kringle with the tingly ingly ingly has started on his merry way. Kris Kris Kringle with the tingly ingly ingly has a brand new reindeer driven sleigh. It's filled with toys for girls and boys and things the youngsters like to see. There's gifts for Pop and gifts for Mom to spread around the Christmas tree. Kris Kris Kringle with the tingly ingly ingly has worked so hard throughout the year. He'll soon be here with the tingly ingly ingly to bring us all some Christmas cheer. So hang your stocking by the fireplace and down the chimney with a smiling face. Will come Kris Kringle with the tingly ingly ingly, with the tingly ingly ingly. With the tingly ingly ingly has worked so hard throughout the year. He'll soon be here with a tingly ingly ingly to bring us all some Christmas cheer. So hang your stocking by the fireplace and down the chimney with a smiling face. Will come Kris Kringle with the tingly ingly ingly, with the tingly ingly ingly.
Solemnly swear that the testimony you are about to give in the cause before this court shall be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Before you begin, Mr. Marrow, I want to explain to the witness that this is a hearing, not a trial. Mr. Kringle, you don't have to answer any questions against your wishes or even testify at all.
We have no objection, Your Honor.
Oh, I'll be glad to answer any question that I can.
What is your name?
Kris Kringle.
Where do you live?
That's what this hearing will decide.
A very sound answer, Mr. Kringle.
Do you believe that you're Santa Claus?
Of course.
State rest, Your Honor.
Your name?
R.H. Macy.
You are the owner of one of the biggest department stores in New York City?
The biggest.
Mr. Macy, if you recognize the gentleman seated there, will you tell us who he is?
Kris Kringle.
Your employee, is he not?
Yes.
Do you believe him to be truthful?
Yes.
Do you believe him to be of sound mind?
I certainly do.
Mr. Macy, you are under oath. Do you really believe that this man is Santa Claus?
Well, I...
Here's Natalie Wood.
Stop, Uncle Fred! Stop! Stop! Stop!
Susie! Susie! Susie, where are you going?
What is she doing? Susie!
Susie! Come right down. You know you shouldn't run around in other people's houses. You know better than that.
But this is my house, Mommy. The one I asked Mr. Kringle for. It is. I know it is. My room upstairs is just like I knew it would be. Oh, you were right, Mommy. Mommy told me.
Rivers keep flowing to my father says he doesn't know why. But somehow or other they do.
They do. Somehow or other they do.
free are those who do not hear or see. 100 media miracles, 100 media miracles are happening every day.
That was Miyoshi Umeki. Here's Danny Kaye, The Music of the Stars.
Do, 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 I'll take you dreaming through the rainy night to a place behind the raindrops where the stars are bright. You may not find gold or silver, but a richer prize waits for you behind the raindrops if you close your eyes. Tonight, tonight, when all the world's asleep, we will tiptoe home with a wondrous star, a star you can always keep. And years from now, when you go dreaming, when you're very old, though your crown be rich with rubies, diamonds set in gold, none will shine as bright as the star we'll find
the stars. Nelson Riddle with Frank Sinatra.
Practicality, D doesn't interest me. Love the life that I lead. I've got a pocket full of miracles, and with a pocket full of miracles, one little miracle a day is all I need. T rubbles more or less, B are the me, I guess, when the sun doesn't shine. But there's that pocket full of miracles, and with a pocket full of miracles, the world's a bright and shiny apple that's mine. All mine. I hear sleigh bells ringing smack in the middle of May. I go around like there's snow around. I feel so good, it's Christmas every day. Lee, Ives, a carousel, fee are as I can tell, and I'm riding for free. So if you're down and out of miracles, I've got a pocket full of miracles, and there'll be miracles enough for you and in the middle of May. I go around like there's snow around.
I feel so good, it's Christmas every day.
Lee, I've a carousel, VR as I can tell, and I'm riding for free.
I've got a pocket full of miracles.
But if I had to pick a miracle, my favorite miracle of all is you.
Doris Day.
To nestle in your eyes, it's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charms, fantastic things begin. When I am in your arms, when we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic. How else can I explain those raindrops when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true?
Stars. Stand by for CBS News. I'll be right back.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.